we have a Jewish Museum of Walking, very interesting.
Right. So, this project, as a summary of it, the museum is bringing in an exhibit called Vegan, the Underground Magazine of the Terezin Ghetto. And it's basically an underground magazine created by teenage boys during the Holocaust. And so they have this great exhibit, and they're creating this programming around it to get students to interact and understand the content of this exhibit. And in the programming, they are asking for people to have 30 students in 6 different groups, 30 different kids in 6 different sessions, and they'll basically explore and discuss the exhibit first, and then they're going to construct zines about stories from their own life and connecting, making connections with the content and subjects of the exhibit. And then those zines will be compiled and shared digitally, as well as having a print copies. That's the project. And the students they're targeting are also of the same age group as the boys who created this underground magazine. So I thought that was a cool connection. Alright, so they're asking for $6,000, mostly for artistic fees, personnel for technical production. I thought this was just such a good synthesis of exhibit and programming along with it. I think sometimes museums don't always get that right, but I thought that this was made such, it's so smart. It's such a smartly designed project. And it definitely will deepen the interaction of these students with the exhibit and the idea presented there. So I love that part of it. They're also, the museum is partnering with Arts at Large and MPS schools, so to identify the teens, because I was wondering a little bit about that, how are they identifying the teens? They don't have a built-in group of teens or kids like Boys and Girls Club, which is there. So I think they're going to have to work a little bit harder on figuring out how do we recruit kids and how do we get them to be interested in this topic and want to participate. So I'm glad they're partnering with other organizations that have really good connections with this age group. So the one thing I think that could make this stronger is that in the assessment part, I'm assuming that there is going to be whole group and small group discussion and reflective discussion, and that's part of assessment. I think that they could pull that out. Or if it's not planned, is there going to be planned times where all the kids are going to be talking together and reflecting on the experience, either in the, right after the exhibit? So there's definitely places in this program I think they need to be thoughtful about how they conduct conversations, because that's one of the really strong part of this, I think, to be able to interact with the other students there. Other little things, I mean, the students, when they're done with this meeting, they could post to their own social media and share with their group that would be something they could encourage, and you can't require it, but that, I think, would have a broader reach than what's identified here. But those are really minor. I just think it's a really strong proposal. I also am not sure if they're Saturday workshops, or maybe you catch that, or are they after school?
Or school day.
I don't know. They just say it's going to happen between March and May, so I'm not sure when this program is happening. So that's how I have.
Found it was interesting that it's a Jewish museum and 90% of the visitors are not Jewish.
Yeah.
So this is really... I think it's an important historical event, and the fact that there were 40 boys that started out and there was only one that survived and he buried the journals, I mean, it really was something that was dangerous for them to do, and they did it anyway. And So after the war was over, he went back and dug them up.
Yeah. I guess that was one thing that I think would, for me, was, it's a very strong application, but I think it could be even stronger. They kind of made this connection between, well, okay, so the expenditure on the web portion of this is pretty big, and there's not really a good explanation of why these materials would be best presented in that format. Like, the physicality of the zine is an important part of this story and the history. How does that relate to what they're producing? Like, you know, first, a digital representation versus the physical copies that they'll have, how they're distributed, how they're received. So I'd like to just, I don't doubt that it will be presented beautifully, but in terms of the history, the context, I'd like to see more reflection on how that piece, a rather expensive piece of the puzzle, fits into how they see the results.
I think the web component, it ends up being more of a dissemination tool, but I agree that in terms of assessment, I thought that's one of the components where part of the assessment won't be complete until the scene's actually starting interacting with people online. I mean, really, you have analytics, you can kind of track them before actually viewing them. But that would be really interesting to see as a follow-up, I think. I agree that the project itself is really powerful, and I think that strong connection between the age group and the historical group, especially now, I mean, especially middle school to high school students, are very, very motivated to speak out, and I think this is a very strong anchor for them to learn about history and then also maybe express themselves through a very dynamic medium such as the scene. I really especially see the strong partners as a strength for this project with the Zip project, Zip MKE. Mm-hmm. It's a really powerful visual project that's happening. It's mostly online-based, but they do reference how high school students are organizing exhibits throughout the city. If you're not familiar with that project, it's photographers contribute pictures from different zip codes in the Milwaukee area. And so they're documenting their neighborhoods, and some of the photographs that come out of that are just beautiful, and it's based on people and interaction. And the zine being a visual medium, but also written medium, I think that's a strong part to have for students to learn how to document both in written form and visual form.
I was a little skeptical as to what the quality of the student work would be in a four-hour session. I mean, assuming you have an hour just getting the exhibit,
right.
It's really only a three-hour session by the time you're done, and you're sitting there, I don't know, I just didn't think that one four-hour session would produce work.
Right. They're not working independently. I think they're using that model of the young men in the Holocaust. They work in groups to do one issue.
All right.
So I think that's going to be encouraged in the production.
So it'll be a
piece
out.
Yeah. You do one page. Or,
right.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Yeah. And zines tend to be a collection of writing, almost like a collage. So it's not going to be solely dependent on somebody's drawing ability or
right.
somebody's writing ability. It's going to be kind of like take your strength and put it together as a group.
Okay.
And zines are often not really polished. You know, more
yeah.
do it yourself. Let's get this
that's
together and get our
yeah.
story out there. So.
Yeah.
I actually thought that making the zine available online is a great dissemination tool, and if there's places where people can make comments on it online, and students will get feedback that way. Whereas if it's a
right.
so it's nice to have both. But I also see that the way they structure that they won't have a final zine until all these workshops are done and they're compiled all into one. Is that how what you understood, or is it a zine for each workshop?
I
so there'll be six.
It's going to end up being kind of like a volume.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably me reading into it. If this becomes like a series, then you can end up with volumes based on the sessions.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And they can't, not likely that they make six little vignettes.
Right. And that's true to zines as
and
then their nature. They tend to be very not polished, like you said, and sometimes they're one-offs based on different interests.
But if you link it on your Facebook page, then that can get exposed to the whole story. It's such a powerful story. The history.
And I realize we didn't look at those work samples, so we can scroll through them real quick. You had access to them.
Do it, because there's something. Yeah. I want to see them again.
I
think that's that pays a really strong compliment to the museum and the efforts to really outreach to the city and make sure that the strong component of history is relevant and often talked about.
That's just something for the community too.
Yeah, and I believe today is a Holocaust Remembrance Day, so it's very appropriate
today?
That we're talking about it.
Oh, thank you. They do such good interpretive. Today. That's amazing. Wow.
So, we can Google that later.
Yeah, we can.